After a week of building its case, the government yesterday called a key witness in the prosecution of accounting firm Arthur Andersen. Former Andersen partner David Duncan testified that he broke the law by ordering employees to destroy incriminating audit records for failed energy trader Enron. Duncan continues his testimony today as Andersen battles an obstruction of justice charge. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports from Houston.
David Duncan was direct. He said he had committed a crime last fall, obstruction of justice. Duncan said he had instructed his staff to follow Andersen's document retention policy, knowing it would result in the destruction of documents. He said he took the step after receiving an email link to the policy from Andersen attorney Nancy Temple. Despite the courtroom admission, Andersen's lawyer, Rusty Harton, says the importance of Duncan's testimony may be overstated. Harton says he'll wait to hear what Duncan says next.
I think all these kind of things always have, you know, sort of exaggerated expectations.
Duncan was Andersen's global manager for the Enron account before being fired in January. Last month, he pleaded guilty to obstruction of justice, agreeing to testify against Andersen in exchange for sentencing leniency. He began his testimony late yesterday. Prosecutors led him quickly into testifying first about the plea agreement he signed with the government. Then it was on to less dramatic matters, including an explanation of the audit fees Enron paid Andersen, $58 million last year, to Duncan's $700,000 salary. Prosecutors have not been talking publicly during the trial, and defense attorney Harton said little about the government's strategy.
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure these guys are brilliant lawyers. I'm sure they're capable of just doing a great job.
While Harton's comments may be facetious, David Duncan's admission of guilt will make it tougher for Andersen to clear its name. Prosecutors, in their opening statement, said even if one person did something wrong, the whole firm could be criminally liable. The government says Andersen shredded documents to hide its involvement with Enron's on-the-edge bookkeeping that contributed to the energy giant's downfall. The Securities and Exchange Commission began investigating Enron last October and subpoenaed Andersen's records the following month. Duncan's testimony is important, says University of Houston law professor Nancy Rappaport, but prosecutors still have their work cut out for them.
It's a very different matter to prove that the entire management of the firm knew that the shredding was going on and tolerated the shredding going on than it is to say there were some rogue employees that took their duties of advocating for their clients way too seriously. So the government still has to prove a link between what certain people at Andersen did and a directive from Andersen's management to do those things.
In earlier testimony, a number of Andersen partners denied any illegal destruction of documents. They said they too received the email from company attorney Nancy Temple, but they interpreted it quite differently than David Duncan did. Those witnesses, all current Andersen executives, said they thought of the email as a reminder to preserve important final documents and to get rid of unimportant drafts. Temple has invoked her Fifth Amendment rights against self-incrimination.
It was really an unusual timing to have that email right at the time that Enron was blowing up.
Again, Professor Rappaport.
It's going to depend on who the jury believes. More than anything else, this case is going to hinge on credibility issues.
David Duncan's testimony continues today. Besides talking about shredding at Arthur Andersen, he's expected to shed light on the complex financial arrangements that helped spur Enron's bankruptcy. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Houston.
In addition to Enron, another energy trader is based in Houston. Yesterday, the chief executive of Reliant Resources announced the latest blow to investor confidence. Steve Ledbetter told investors that Reliant took part in questionable transactions that artificially inflated its trading volumes. Ledbetter said those deals boosted the energy company's revenues by 10% over the last 3 years. Those types of transactions have come under scrutiny since Enron's downfall and bankruptcy. Ledbetter says the two employees primarily responsible for the trades are no longer with the company.